Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings, I am Claudette Levi-Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cave Hill Campus. Proclamation issued for the governance of the Houses of Correction. The year is 1838. 7 days after a peaceful transition to emancipation, where, like abolition in 1834, the authorities prepared for upheaval that never came. However, on this day, August 8th, the Barbadian published a proclamation titled An Act to Provide for the Government of the Seven Houses of Correction in this island. During the previous four-year period of apprenticeship, from 1834 through 1838, the houses of correction on this island were managed by special justices within the districts where they were located. Therefore, with the end of the apprenticeship system and the start of emancipation, or quote-unquote full freedom, the management of these prisons would change. The proclamation cited that given the abolition of the system under which houses of correction were previously governed, it was now necessary to make provisions for the regulation and good governance of these facilities. It is important to note here that the harsh measures of punishment used during enslavement were adapted into these quote-unquote changes governing the houses of correction. His Excellency Major General Sir Evan John Murray MacGregor, Governor and Commander-in-Chief of this island, set his hand to the enactment of this law, detailing that the commissioners and any board of them who administered the governance of the common jail shall now also oversee that of the Houses of Correction. To keep the commissioners up to date on the conditions and other aspects related to the effective running of these prisons, the Inspector of Rural Police was charged with visiting the facilities, looking into the conduct of the officers, as well as the state and condition of those imprisoned. From these findings, a report was to be compiled at least once monthly and submitted to the commissioners. Additionally, the keepers, matrons, and other officers were also subject to the authority of the Board of Commissioners. While full freedom had been legally granted on paper, the restrictive laws that accompanied this oppressive emancipation meant that freedmen still did not have the true rights of freedom. Being a penal state primarily for the punishment of the disenfranchised after emancipation, the houses of correction became increasingly overcrowded, causing conditions to deteriorate significantly. These conditions, as well as the harsh laws related to vagrancy, anti-emigration, and masters and servants, to name a few, were measures of incarceration used to criminalize the formerly enslaved and so fill these houses of correction.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.